on shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It doesn't matter what time zone or where you are in the world. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station Show. And it's really nice to have you with me for the next 55 music, for some wonderful music and some interesting information. Well, information that I hope you will find interesting, as well as some listener greetings as well. We have a fascinating show this week, so definitely, definitely stay tuned. Now, as you know, we have been doing our Listener Choice series. Last week on the program, we ran an interview that we did with Helen Shapiro. And next week, it is going to be the third program in that series. And it's going to be the replay of an interview that we did with Vasily Strelnikov, who for many years hosted Vasily's Weekend on the World Service of Radio Moscow. So that is going to be on next week's edition of the International Happy Station Show. If you went to our website recently, you probably noticed something on the homepage, and that is a couple of special shows. Well, special couple of live shows that we did last week, last Sunday, that is, at, what was it, 700? Or no, it was 800. Was it 800? Yes, 800 UTC and 17 hours UTC. And I'll tell you a little bit more about them in just 1 minute. Also, the fact that we have a very, very special guest standing by today, someone that contacted me just a few days ago. And we're going to find out a little bit more about him in just 1 moment. So I thought that we'd begin today with Al Hurt. And this is a song that I found out about a long time ago when I was a boy from a TV show that we used to get on the CBC in Canada. The show was called Vision On. It was produced by the BBC and it was a children's show. And this was one of the theme songs to the show. It was always played at the end of every episode. Al Hurt and Java here on the International Happy Station Show.
Thank you.
Al Hurt and Java here on the International Happy Station. Well, if you've gone to our website, you probably noticed something on the homepage, and that is two live editions that we did last weekend at 8 hours UTC and 17 hours UTC. And what actually made these shows special is that they were longer than our normal 55 minutes. In fact, the second one was exactly 2 hours. The idea actually was just to do a 55-minute show, but then all of a sudden, we started getting a number of people listening and a number of requests and everything and messages, so we decided to continue for 2 hours. You can find them at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Now, those two shows will not air on any of our partner stations that receive the program you're listening to now because of time restraints, but they were carried on our other partner stations that pick up the PCJ feed on Saturdays and Sundays. And just to run down some of the guests that we had, Luke Biddle from Australia joined us, Neil Hendricks, Kelly Alexander. And by the way, Kelly Alexander will be joining us here on PCJ December 4th with a brand new show called The Kelly Alexander Show. The details will be published at our website very soon. We were also joined by Dan Hensley from Shortwave America, Steve Hill, a good friend of ours all the way in Manila, Philippines, and Philip Jackson, and a lot of other messages as well. You can find all those programs at the homepage of PCJ. Now, this past summer, when I was walking around Taipei, I came across something very unusual. Now, I've been here for quite some time, so it's always a surprise to me to come across unusual things, right? It's always fun, you know? But this is one of those things that I couldn't believe it. It was just too unusual. And what that was, well, I'll explain to you. I was walking near an area of Taipei called Gongguan, which is not too far from where we're located. If you go there by taxi, it's probably around 10 or 15 minutes, or subway, probably around 10 minutes. So there I was, walking down the main street, and all of a sudden, off in the distance, I heard a sound. First thing that caught my attention was, I can't believe anybody here in Taiwan is listening to it. And then when I listened a little bit more carefully, I realized it wasn't a recording, but it was actually live. It was being played live, which really sparked my interest. So I decided to follow the sound. What was that sound and what was at the end of the sound? Well, it wasn't a pot of gold. Well, it could have been, actually, because to me it was gold because it was just so amazing. Well, first, to give you an idea of what it is, just imagine, okay, right now, you're walking somewhere in Taipei near Gongguan, and you hear a distant sound, far off in the distance, and you decide to follow it. And this is exactly what it is. Yes, that's right, a Dutch barrel organ. And I know that's something that you'll hear them in Holland, you'll hear them in many other places of the world, but here in Asia and in Taipei? Well, I found out, actually, that this barrel organ belongs to a dentist, and he is the major collector of barrel organs. He studied in the Netherlands for a number of years and lived there for 20 years. His wife is Dutch, and when they decided to move back to Taiwan, he decided to take up barrel organ collecting. I mean, I've heard of people like collecting like wooden shoes or bringing little windmills back as, you know, souvenirs, but barrel organs? Yes, well, anyway, just by chance, it was a good thing that I had my tape recorder with me because we recorded some of the sound, and we also recorded an interview with the doctor, which we will bring to you on a later edition of the show. But since I thought that, you know, we haven't played some barrel organ for some time, let's take a listen to this barrel organ recorded right here in Taipei by myself with a medley of songs. The songs are Calcutta, Schöne Es ist auf die Welt zu sein, Adelheid, and the Faithful Hussar, here on the International Happy Station Show. There we go. A medley. A medley of songs played on a Dutch barrel organ located here in Taipei. And I'll announce later on in the series when that dentist, yes, a teeth expert, will be joining us here to talk about his fascinating barrel organ collection. And we recently went back a couple of weeks ago and brought some recording equipment and recorded different songs from the different barrel organs that he has in his collection. And we recorded an interview, and once we do the editing on that, we will bring it to you. Now, a couple of weeks ago, actually probably 2 weeks ago, I received an email from Reading in the UK. The email simply reads, "In the 1960s, I used to listen to the Happy Station show on my parents' multi-wave radiogram. I met Eddie in Hilversum and was shown around the station, receiving at the end a pile of mugs, badges, and QSL cards. I got married in 1968 and bought a shortwave radio so I could hear the Happy Station. It is good to hear bits of Eddie and Tom again, and I have downloaded their sections." Well, of course, we have to give him a call. So we now bring you that interview that we did just a couple of days ago. Joining us right now is Ian Huntley, all the way in Reading in the United Kingdom. And Ian, you sent me an email just a couple of days ago because you were an Eddie Starts listener, correct?
Absolutely, yes, yes, yes. Many years ago, 1960s, used to get up every Sunday morning to listen to him on my father's big radiogram, and I sat enthralled as he took us around Amsterdam and all these other places, and I loved that program. I really did. I loved that program.
What was it about Eddie Starts that you liked so much? Because, you know, it depends, I think. A lot of it has to do with generational, because a lot of people, let's say, that started listening in the 1970s who may have remembered Eddie Starts weren't a big fan because they said, oh, he sounded a little bit too old-fashioned.
Well, I think that's what I liked about him. He was like a father figure, and he could sensibly take you around places without, you know, nowadays I think they're spoiled by these travel programs, or always this, that, and the other, but he took you around, and you could close your eyes and be there. That's how the wonder of his programs was, letting you be there without being there.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah. You know, it was.
I remember particularly one where he took us around Amsterdam, and you could hear the trams going around on the rails, the organs, the barrel organ, Turk, and all these other sound effects. That again was Amsterdam. And when I got to Amsterdam eventually, on holiday, I could remember more of Eddie Starts' program then. Excellent.
You know, you also mentioned that you received some items from Eddie Starts, like stickers and badges and QSL cards. Do you still have any of that?
Well, that's how I came across this, because I'm doing research on 1961, which is a particular year of the TT races, which I follow very closely. And I have a loft full of what my wife calls rubbish. But to me, it's every second of my life stored away for various reasons. And if anybody wants any information on TT races or motorcycling, all I have to do is go into the loft and go to a particular bag, which is 58, 59, 60, 61, all the way through, pull this bag out and research or go through or remind myself of that particular year. Now, in one of the bags was a little badge, which is a lapel pin on a card which said Radio Nederland, and it brought back such happy memories. I went further through this bag, and there was the QSL cards, a mug, and various other bits and pieces which I've got over the years from Eddie. I used to collect QSL cards from various places like Radio Moscow and Radio Budapest and all these places, and that's how I really found Eddie, by just going through this shortwave radio and turning the dial, and that's how I found him. But yes, I've got one or two of these items still, and that's why I found you, basically, by doing, we've got the computers now on the internet, and I just punched in Radio Nederland, came up with all the reports about Eddie and Tom Meyer and all these other people, and then one of the links was to your actual live program, so I've been downloading some of the programs and listening to them, and it was so good. It was so nostalgic. So that's really why I got in touch with you, to thank you for bringing it to my ears again. And I'm thoroughly enjoying hearing them again.
You know, I sometimes think, because even though when Eddie starts passed away, I was probably maybe 5 or 6 at the time, I would really sometimes wonder what he would be thinking to think that a show that he began in the late 1920s is back today.
Yes. And somebody, there's a lot of us about. There must be a lot of us about. And I wish more people knew about your program. This is why I used to get out of bed to listen to it. Heavens above, that was rare in those days. Because a young lad of my age used to lie in, you know. Mm-hmm. But that used to get me out of bed. Used to sit in on the what we call the pouffier, which is like a little seat in front of the radiogram, and I used to fiddle around with the dial until I found it, listen to it, and then hear the national anthem played at the end, and that was it. That's what triggered this love of Holland I have, really, I think. Mm-hmm. I've been over to Holland a number of occasions, and always remember Eddie from that. I went to Hilversum, obviously, Radio Hilversum, to see him. I asked if I could go in, and they made such a fuss of me. I think it was myself and my girlfriend of the time we went. And we were shown round. We went up and down, looked round the studios. He presented me with a cup and various bits and pieces, a ribbon. I can remember Radio Nederland ribbon, various cards and things like that. And he said, oh, it's been a pleasure. And I think it was, because he liked fans, didn't he? He liked people calling in on him. It wasn't as though he was sort of saying, oh, well, another lot, chuck them out. He really made us welcome. Really made us welcome. We had a cup of tea and various other bits, and he just chatted. I seriously can't remember what we chatted about, but we seemed to be talking an awful long time. He was asking more questions about England than I was about the station, I think, by the time we finished. He's a nice guy. I liked him a lot.
Who were some of the other presenters from that era of Radio Netherlands that you remember?
Just him and Tom, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. What about presenters like Dodie Cowan and her husband Jerry, who did His and Hers?
No, I'm sorry. I don't remember them so much now.
Uh-huh.
Again, my memory, I'm 71, and what stands out is Eddie and Tom, because probably I spent more time listening to them. I heard more of them when I was at home with my parents. Unfortunately, or otherwise, I'm saying unfortunately otherwise, I got married,
mm-hmm.
moved away from my parents to a lovely, nice house, lovely, beautiful house. But I didn't have the shortwave radio that my dad had on the radiogram. So I actually went out and bought a shortwave radio so I could listen to it. But I think when you're married and you've got Sunday mornings doing various other things like church and things like that, I didn't hear it quite so often after that, unfortunately. I made sure I did listen to it as much as I could. I think it was while I was single and at home was when I heard more of them, you know?
Now, you also have another interest, actually, which is motorcycles. We were talking about that a moment ago. What is exactly TT Races?
Well, it's a race that's held in the Isle of Man every year, 2 weeks long, on roads. Just like the roads you have outside your house or outside my house.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of setting all off together, they set them off in intervals to do a 37¾-mile circuit round the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man itself is only 33 miles by 12, roughly. And this is right round what they call the mountain. It's Snaefell Mountain. And it's all the lower roads, and then it goes over the shoulder of the mountain and comes back. And they do something like 6 laps of that. The average speed, would you believe, is over 130 miles an hour. That's the average speed of a lap.
You mean the average speed is
going?
The average speed is 100. The average speed is 130 on just not a racing track, but regular roads.
On regular roads, yes, yes.
Wow.
With the lampposts and things like that. A lot of them are obviously protected. They put bales and things out to protect them. But this is held in June. It used to be May and June, but it's tending to be more June now because of the weather situation. I don't know if it's global warming or what, but it seems to get a bit more wet in May these days, doesn't it? So I've been going over since 1947. My parents took me over. I hated it to start with because I didn't like the noise of motorbikes. But it grew on me and it grew on me, and I've done everything there except ride. I've been an entrant, a marshal, worked with the press, everything I could do. And that's been my, you know, my second life in my life. People say I should get a life myself, but we have holidays in September. We're just away. We've just been over to Portugal. We're going off to Germany next weekend for the Christmas market. So I do get around a lot. But the Isle of Man is not a holiday to me. It's a job. Because I go over now and I'm used by them. They say, Ian's been coming X number of years. Anybody wants to know information, go and see Ian Huntley. He'll tell you all about it. And I'm usually hoarse by the time I've had the fortnight.
So in fact, actually, you're like a living, walking computer.
Well, I've got a lot of memory. Computers are easier now, but there used to be occasions when people used to ring up and say, who won the 1962 TT and what was the speed? I seriously could do tell them. But now it's computers are taken over, so it's quicker to look up on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there again, I've got all this rubbish in the loft. You see, all this rubbish in the loft helps.
What was your main job until you retired?
Well, would you believe I was a biochemist originally, working in a pharmaceutical industry.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And then this country went stupid and stopped the research and development that was carried out. And what happened, a lot of us got made redundant. We were sort of said, well, you either come and work at our head office, which was Germany. I worked for a big German company. And they said, you can come and work in Germany. We'll pay to come over here. Lock, stock and barrel, we'll take you out there. Now, I said, no, my wife's got a good job. My son's just starting college. And I got a bit nostalgic for home sort of thing. And what they did, they gave me an enormous redundancy package, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I came, would you believe, I came to Assen, or I'm saying came because I'm talking about Netherlands at the moment. I went to Assen to see the Dutch TT, which is a slightly different race, came back with a damaged back, had a major operation to have discs taken out, and I thought, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? So I just was talking to a friend. He said, well, come and work with me. I've just lost my business partner. He's walked out on me. Come and help me. So I went and worked in the motorcycle industry, and that's what I did up to retirement. So that's two complete changes of, or almost three changes of profession I've had. And now I'm writing websites to keep myself out of mischief. I did that. I said, what am I going to do in retirement? And I sat down and taught myself raw HTML and now write websites for people. Simple ones, but I developed different techniques and different methods and this sort of thing. So I'm like quite pleased with what's turning out. I'm doing one for the Titanic commemoration organization, the Titanic exhibitions. I do one for the TT, do a holiday one. And all these ones are coming out. That's great. You know, it keeps you on the mystery. That's the thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because when Tom retired from Radio Netherlands and retired from Happy Station, he was getting bombarded with questions. You know, you've been doing it for 22 years. You're retiring. There's probably going to be a big gaping hole there. But, you know, he said it then and what he says now. He says even though he's retired, he says he still has so much going on that in some ways he's actually busier now than he was.
Yes, well, I must say I am. I'm busy because I've got so many diverse things I'm doing. Unfortunately, one of my neighbors retired and he said, Ian, I'm not going to do another bit of work. He's dead in 3 years. You know, that's the difference. No, it's not a laugher. People just sit down and think, well, retirement is sitting down and doing nothing. Now, that's not for me. I think it gives you a lot more freedom to do things you want to do.
Yeah,
I'm 71, but I'm enjoying myself.
It sounds like my dad. When my dad retired at 65, he's now 87. About 6 months into the retirement, my mom turned to him and she gave him an ultimatum. She said, either you go back to work part-time or we're getting a divorce.
He drove her crazy.
Yes.
Well, my wife's retiring next March, And I don't know what I'm going to do, her being home on a day. Seriously, no, she'll have me doing jobs now. Don't like that. I do go around the house with a vacuum cleaner quite regularly, but the rest of the things I think I'm going to have to do, like paint and decorate, no.
You just, you know, the only thing I would worry, the only thing I'm thinking right now, because of what you just said, is you just have to watch out you don't get into like a hyacinth bouquet kind of situation.
Oh, yes.
Richard, yes. Oh, get no. the tea, you know.
Don't panic me, sir. Don't panic me. That's the last thing I would. Oh, dear.
Ian,
no.
Thank you.
I can see it happening, though.
Really?
I can see it happening.
Well, let us know, though, how it turns out.
Ian, yeah, most certainly, yes.
Ian, thank you very much.
Oh, she's panning already. She's like, oh, when are you coming? You're going to do this and you're going to do that. And I say, no, thank you.
Ian, thank you very much for joining us on the program
been
this
great
week.
Talking to you. What's it like over there with the weather?
Actually, today is lousy. We had one
you
day.
You said there was an earthquake or something.
We had an earthquake on Sunday at around 8:30 in the evening local time. It was a 6.1.
I was quite concerned.
And you know, as I mentioned to people before, because people say, "Oh, what happened? What happened?" Actually, we sit right on top of a very large earthquake area, a bit like Japan. Yeah. So, you know, usually when you get an earthquake, people just kind of look at each other, then continue as if nothing is happening. You know.
Why has that cup moved down the table a bit?
Yeah, exactly. You just go, oh, it just moved a bit, you know. I don't have to do it myself. A 6.1 is not too bad, but anything above that, that's when you start, you know, to worry and you cause a few accidents. Yeah, exactly.
Takes your fun and out your teeth. Yeah.
Ian, again, once again, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay.
And that was Ian Huntley. Thank you very much, Ian, for getting in touch with me. And let's stay in touch, by the way, because I'm thinking, you know, you were talking about the TT races. And I was thinking, you know, maybe we should have you back when you're at the Isle of Man writing about it. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Anyway, if you'd like to get in touch with us, our email address is very simple, pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and click on email. Keith. Now, we're going to dedicate the next piece of music to Ian in the UK. This is a band that Eddie Starts played on Happy Station a long, long time ago. I know some people are going to cringe when I mention the name, but it is definitely a lot of fun and very silly. The song is called, or the piece of music rather, is called Happy Music, and it is very appropriate, of course, to play here on the Happy Station. Here's the James Last Band and Happy Music going out to Ian Huntley in Reading in the United Kingdom. We'll be right back. The James Last Band with Happy Music here on the Happy Station, going out to Ian Huntley in Reading in the United Kingdom. Last week when we did the two live shows, we had a large group of listeners from Latin America that tuned in. They were listening from places like Venezuela, Argentina, Ecuador, Chile, Colombia, de México y también de Cuba. Un buen amigo de nosotros que se llama Manolo de la Rosa, que trabajando a Radio Habana Cuba, se escucha la emisora también a los estudios de Radio Habana Cuba con la oficina. And unfortunately, we didn't play enough Latin music on the program. So going out to Jorge in Venezuela and all your friends and all the Latin American DXers, we're going to take a listen to a song called Una Canción, One Song by George Lamond, here on the International Happy Station para todos nuestros amigos que vivir a Cuba, de México, Venezuela, Colombia, Argentina, también Brasil, Ecuador, Chile, and where else? I can't remember. There were some other places as well. This is going out to all of you.
Me llena cuando no estás. Cierro los ojos y escucho tu voz y bien bajito oigo esa canción que te trae y te enfrentará. Con un nudo en la garganta, sudando el frío de esta batalla, viviendo por la mañana, la tarde y la noche que se atrasa. Con ganas de que corra el tiempo, que no lo detengamos en las manos, para que venga rápido el momento de tenerte para siempre en mis brazos. Llorará mi corazón si no llega el momento de tenerte otra vez, con mi mente derrotada por tanto pesar en el ayer. Quiero oír esa canción y que estés junto a mí, de mi alma a mi ser. Con mi mente ya caraja porque te tengo otra vez. Cuando no estás mi mente se destina. Siente cosas tan absurdas que ciega mi vida y sangra mi corazón. Y al escuchar esa canción, está de nuevo la luz que le da brillo a mi alma y valor. Llorará mi corazón si no llega el momento de tenerte otra vez, con mi mente derrotada por tanto pesar en el ayer. Se desliza y siente cosas tan absurdas que ciega mi vida y sangra mi corazón.
Quiero oírla, quiero oírla.
George Lamond and una canción para todos nuestros amigos que escuche la estación y también la estación de la alegría. And the Spanish version of the show does air on a few stations. We will have, and we're still working on it, a Spanish edition of PCJmedia.com. But it's going to take a little while because we have to either translate or rewrite things for our Spanish listeners. But don't worry, that is coming in the early part of the new year. A request, actually, that we couldn't play last week that I promised to get into this week's show is going out to Raj, who is listening to us in Mumbai, India. He wants to hear something from John Mayer with Why Georgia, going out to Raj in India.
I'm driving 85 in the kind of morning lasts all afternoon. I'm just stuck inside the gloom. Four more exits to my apartment, but I am tempted to keep the car and drive and leave it all behind. 'Cause I wonder sometimes about the outcome of a step.
Living it right. Am I living?
Going out to Raj in India, John Mayer with Why Georgia. We still have time for one more song. This is a request that came to us via Facebook. Just do a search for Keith Perron or PCJ Media. And this one is from Christina, who lives in Austria. She wanted to hear something by a well-known singer who is originally from Norway. Her name is Wenche Meira. Here she is with Love Is Me, Love Is You, going out to Christina in Austria.
Man lernt so vielerlei in der Schule und dafür gibt es eine Zensur. Aber was ich weiß, ja das weiß kein Lehrer, ja davon wissen wir zwei nur. Einmal eins, das ist eins, zweimal zwei, das ist vier. Und genau so steht fest, du gehörst nur zu mir. Ja, so fing das mal an mit uns beiden, als ich dich zum ersten Mal sah. Als du nicht wusstest, kannst du mich leiden, sagte ich schon lange ja. Einmal eins, das ist eins, zweimal zwei, das ist vier. Und genau so steht fest, du gehörst nur zu mir. Eines Tages, als ich aus dem Haus ging, lag vor meiner Türe ein Strauß. Ich nahm die Rosen und als ich den Brief las, kam das Ergebnis raus. Einmal eins, das ist eins, zweimal zwei, das ist vier. Sportcoupé, dann sag ich nur, ich seh lieber die Küsse, wenn ich mit dir spazieren gehe. Einmal eins, das ist eins, zweimal zwei, das ist vier. Und genau so steht fest, ich gehör nur zu dir. Einmal eins, das ist eins, zweimal zwei, das ist vier. Und genau so steht fest, ich gehör.
Wenche Meira from Norway, but she had a very big singing career in Germany, Austria, and other German-speaking countries, especially within the German community in Europe, and that's going out to Christina in Austria. Now, today you probably heard a lot of snap, crackle, and pops on the program, and that is because, yes, I'm not afraid to admit it, we do spin vinyl every now and again. Actually, quite often, the vast majority of the older music that we play on the program is from vinyl. And you're saying to yourself, well, why don't you just play the CDs? Well, because I don't see the point of going investing the money to buy the CDs since I already have the vinyl and it sounds fine. Most people can't really tell anyway. Sometimes you can, but not very often. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. Once again, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. If you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And if you go to our website, by the way, you'll find this month's edition, the November edition of Media Network Plus, which is presented by Paulette McCory and myself. This is a fascinating show. We're talking about two books on the program. One is a book by Richard Lucas called Axis Sally, The American Voice of Nazi Germany, and Death of a Pirate by Adrian Johns. And we're talking about the fascinating world of pirate radio in the United Kingdom in the 1960s. And that is on this month's edition of Media Network Plus. I should also mention that four of our programs are going to be preempted this weekend on PCJ Radio, so we can have four airings of that program. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. I must leave you right now. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, au wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Thank you.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.